Wisconsin Wetlands Director Becky Abel says the proposed Enbridge Energy Pipeline would have an enormous impact on the wetlands and the 242 rivers and streams it'll cross on its 321 miles to Illinois.
The fact that something like this can go through with a finding of no significant impact is really disturbing, that the department charged with protecting our natural resources could deem something like this to be not significant.
Lori Grant with the Rivers Alliance is worried about the long-term impact of pipelines stretched across waterways, so they want an environmental impact statement done before the pipeline is built.
We certainly don't want a disaster to occur here in Wisconsin, as happened in Minnesota a few years ago, when Enbridge's pipeline poured 252,000 gallons of crude oil into a marsh.
But Enbridge Energy's Denise Hampshire says they've been operating pipelines since 1950 and have a good track record. She says delays to the project now by requiring more study will hurt a secure energy supply from the Alberta oil sands of Canada.
This project is meant to provide increased supplies of crude oil from a friendly neighbor to the north. That crude oil needs to meet the refineries that serve Wisconsin with jet fuel and gasoline and asphalt. By stopping or delaying this project, we incur the kinds of disruptions and price spikes that nobody wants.
The DNR has 20 days to respond to the suit before a hearing is scheduled in Madison. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.